Blog readers will know that UC had a long battle with Elsevier over open source publication of research findings, and that a deal with another publisher on the same issue was recently announced. We're a bit slow, but if you missed it, there was a further breakthrough on open access courtesy of federal policy. From the New York Times. Academic journals will have to provide immediate access to papers that are publicly funded, providing a big win for advocates of open research and ending a policy that had allowed publishers to keep publications behind a paywall for a year, according to a White House directive announced on the 25th of August. In laying out the new policy, which is set to be fully in place by the start of 2026, the Office of Science and Technology Policy said that the guidance had the potential to save lives and benefit the public on several key priorities, from cancer breakthroughs to clean energy technology. The American people fund tens of billions of dollars of cutting-edge research annually, Dr. Alondra Nelson, the head of the office, said in a statement. There should be no delay or barrier between the American public and the returns on their investments in research. Advocates for open research access, like Greg Tenenbaum, the director of the Open Research Funders Group, called the guidance transformational for researchers and the broader public alike. He said it built off a 2013 memorandum that was also important in expanding the public's access to research but fell short in some areas. Of course, this announcement will primarily affect fields such as the health sciences that receive substantial federal support. There will remain issues in fields such as the humanities that are less likely to benefit from such funding.